This is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News. Today is going to be another sunny one, another hot day, but not as hot as it has been. We're looking at a high in the low 90s today with that heat index staying a little bit below 100. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. During the last few days of early voting in Tennessee's primaries, President Donald Trump is campaigning for Congressman Andy Ogles. Ogles faces a well-funded challenger in former state agriculture commissioner Charlie Hatcher. In a tele-rally last night, Trump called on his base in Tennessee to head to the polls for Ogles.
And I'm asking all of you to get out and vote for Andy Ogles. He's been a friend of mine. He's been a terrific guy. I gave him a very early endorsement.
While Ogles benefited from that early endorsement, former Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam made a late race endorsement in favor of Hatcher. Haslam has financially supported previous Republican challengers to Ogles, but Hatcher marks his first endorsement. The endorsement paired with internal polling from the Hatcher campaign shows a close race for the new 5th Congressional District. Time has run out for thousands of Haitian and Syrian immigrants in Tennessee under Temporary Protected Status, or TPS. This enabled hundreds of thousands of Haitian and Syrian immigrants to live and work legally in the U.S. because of violence or natural disaster in their home country. By ending the program, they become vulnerable to arrest and deportation by ICE. Businesses are also worried about losing a key part of their workforce, especially those with decades of experience. Immigration and refugee rights advocates in Tennessee are asking residents to check on their neighbors who may be facing these challenges. They also ask that people consider supporting organizations that provide legal support. Well, back to school time is here in Middle Tennessee. Classes in Nashville begin on August 11th. A new study offers a breakdown of what families of different income levels are expected to spend on school prep this year. A family making between $50,000 and $100,000 will spend $900. Lower income families will spend around $650 on school supplies. But the state's tax-free weekend from July 31st to August 2nd offers families some relief. The Tennessean reports that clothes and school supplies priced at $100 less per item qualify. Computers and laptops that cost less than $1,500 will also be tax-free during this weekend. Well, there are a lot of things to do in downtown Nashville, but not a lot of places to use the restroom unless you're a paying customer. The Nashville Downtown Partnership and Pillars Development have partnered to study how best to add public restrooms in the city's central hub. In a press release, they say that's an important part of keeping downtown clean, welcoming, and accessible. We're taking public comment during the study, and the first public meeting will be held August 11th at the Downtown Presbyterian Church at 6 p.m. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.